Thank you, members, and all people who are here. Let me just take this opportunity to welcome you to our meeting of the Select Committee on Education and Recreation. As a start, so that we should get to know each other, I'm just going to request that we introduce ourselves so that we should avoid this thing of calling other members or our officials as the other one, the one who was wearing a pink shirt, the one who was wearing something purple, so that we should get to know each other. And I think that thing would make it our work easier and for the purpose of communicating in the meeting. I'm just going to start from my, this is my left. I must always do this, if one can. I'm just going to request the member from my left, then we'll just go around. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. My name is Swati Plaki. I'm representing Northwest in the Select Committee.
Good morning, members. Good morning, members. My name is Busiwe Mngobe from Gauteng.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. My name is Khalifi Mashamaite from Limpopo, a member of this Select Committee on Education. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
No wonder has many Northwest Province.
Eastern Cape. KZN. Luchang. Oh, Maburoto. Bumalanga.
Good morning, honorable members and fellow colleagues. My name is Andy Lampunga. I'm the researcher for both the Portfolio Committee on Basic Education and Higher Education, but I'm just assisting in this committee as well.
And good morning, members. My name is Tulisile Ganyaza Twalo. I'm the content advisor for the Select Committee on Social Services. Thank you.
Good morning, members. My name is Tabi Lepeke. I'm the researcher for the Select Committee on Social Services. Thank you.
Good morning, members. My name is Asanda. I'm the researcher from the Central Committee.
Good morning, members. My name is Tabi Lepeke. I'm the
researcher for the Select Committee on Social Services.
Asanda.
Asanda.
That's why Asanda is sitting over there because he's an extension.
Honorable member. I'm going to request members and everybody's going to speak through chair so that we can have order in the meeting. I'm going to request you to introduce yourself again.
Okay. Again, members, my name is Asanda. I represent the research unit of the ANC deployed in the study group in the community.
Thank you. Good morning, my name is
Jenna
Esso.
I am working with the Parliamentary Monitoring Group from IDELSA. Good morning, honorable members. My name is Kanye Sanjoy. Yeah, I'm from Parliamentary Communication Services.
Good
Good morning, members. My name is Mzuyanda Langa. I'm the secretary for the committee.
Thank you, members. I'm Wendy Makate from the Northwest Province. Thank you. Members, I think that all of us who are in position of the agenda so as I'm going to propose that onto this agenda we deal away or we don't deal with the last item which is the consideration and adoption of outstanding minutes. Are we together? So I just want to check, do we have apologies? No apologies. No apologies. First, members, I think that let's first start with the ground rules for the meeting. I'm going to expect that when we are in a meeting, all our cell phones should be off so that we avoid them interfering with the system, because when we are here, we do record it. Secondly, I'm going to request members to speak through the chair and maybe to, and also to plead with members that we are here as representatives from the provinces. We are here as politicians. We know very well that this is a multi-party committee. When we talk or when we address issues or when we debate, we should debate in such a way that will show the degree of respect for each member. And for today, I just took it that I should just allow members, because we are supposed to start at 10. We started late. Reasons of members is that they didn't know where are the venues. But I think as leaders, as seniors, it's our responsibility that if you know that you are not sure of the venue, just try to leave your office earlier so that you can look for the venue, so that when the meeting starts, you should be in time when the meeting starts. I move now to item number 3 on the program. That is the consideration and adoption of the committee program. I think the copy has been circulated. So I'm going to request members to make input. We should discuss that is a proposed agenda for this term. I'm going to request that we speak in that sequence. Member Magadla will be number 1, number 2, number 3, and we allow for the second round.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm glad to know if the stage 26 of Okay, Chairperson, I apologize. I thought it was the 26th of June. Thank you.
Comrade Chairperson, I was not going to, when my hand was up, I thought I'm the first one, eh? Because I wanted to check on this credential list or attendance list, eh? I see there at the corner something that says co-opted or visiting members. I don't know, must I sign there? Or should I put my signature there? Or what? What's going on? Can you check? Was I already done it and I
because For the purpose of this meeting, I'm just going to request Langa just to explain, because this is the attendance register that we are going to use in every meeting, so that members, when they get to the meetings, they know.
You sign at the where you will at the end. You put your signature where it says call to the 15 at the end. Because the first row is for absent, whether you are present or absent. But there's a master attendance list. As long as you have signed, it's not important where you signed.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Just on the program, page 2, in relation to the workshop, I see here it's only the 5th of August, and I don't know as to whether one day workshop we will be doing justice to the documents that we'll be dealing with. And then I will propose that the workshop is scheduled for 2 days. Thank you.
Do we agree?
Yeah, I want to agree and second that proposal.
Thank you, Chair. I also agree to the proposal, but as House Chair, I would like to have an application for this workshop, detailing everything, because if it's just a workshop without an application, we can't approve it. There should be an application. Also, Chair, I would like to make a correction to my name. You know, Zuyanda has written your initials, WM, and also W, not WM, I'm NW.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm looking at the program, and there is the 26th of July and the 5th of August. I may be speaking under correction, but from the program that we have for parliamentary periods, we understand that from the 13th of July until the 31st of July, that will be a constituency period, including 1 week of leave. Maybe if that can be clarified to us.
Thank you, Member. I just want to bring to the attention of the members that is a typing error. It's a typing error, if we can correct that. It's 26th June, not July. 26th July.
Chairperson, I'm looking at page 2 on the briefing by the Department of Sports and Recreation, briefing on the 30th of June, and also the briefing by Arts and Culture Department, 30th. And it looks like we're going to have 1 hour for each briefing. I'm not sure whether we'll be doing any justice by having 1 hour of discussions, a tabling of what the department will be tabling before us in terms of their budget and also strategic plan and discussions thereof and responses. Yesterday I attended one budget vote. It took us
up to the lunch, from 10 o'clock up straight to the lunch period. They tend to be very extensive, this debate sometimes, but especially when it's the first time that we are meeting them.
Thank you, members. I think that yesterday we had a meeting of chairs and provincial women. And I'm happy that the chairperson of committee is the member of this committee. Then, because from the meeting that we had yesterday, our schedule is very tight. We are expected that on the 1st and the 2nd to have budget votes. I think it's for this meeting now. We should interrogate this. How are we going to manage that? Because before you can go for a budget vote, we should have briefing by the department. That is why we put the 26th, which we know very well that Friday is Constituency Day. But it's for us here at this meeting. What do we do? Like I'm saying, I'm happy that we've got chairperson of the committees. The indication is that actually we spoke to Department of Education to check their availability for Friday, but the report that we got this morning is that they're failing the council, Education Council, for 2 days, so they will be unable to attend. So it means we are now sitting with a problem because we can't go for budget votes without that briefing from the department. I brought this thing here so that we must see as a committee how do we do, because really there's nothing, we can't go for the budget vote without having the briefing. And we find ourselves in this situation where we've got for Select Committee on Education, 3 departments. We've got education on the 1st, we've got arts and culture on the 2nd, and sports and recreation. That is why we made this proposal that if it is possible, we rather have those presents in the afternoon. That is why when I indicated that this is a draft program, how do we do so that we can manage that? Because by Wednesday, we should have finished with all these things.
Thanks, Chairperson. I'm sorry that I didn't go further in making my proposal on this matter. I would like to propose that on the dates that have been identified, because it's clear that it's going to be difficult for us to shift this, just to increase the hours, let's say have 2 hours for each briefing, because of course it's important for us to have this briefing, 2 hours for each briefing on the same date.
Comrade Chair, I think I should bring it to this meeting before we take decisions. I heard the Chair saying that Fridays are constituency days. We have been asked from the programming committee meeting that we highlight it to members that Friday is not a constituency day, but it's a working day. It's only Mondays that are constituency days. So whenever we do our program, we consider Friday as a working day, although we might maybe have to do things earlier in the morning, not in the afternoon. That's consideration we need to make.
Yes, the Honourable Member is quite correct. From the Programming Committee meeting, we were adopting the earlier time on Friday. That is the morning session, not in the afternoon. And then this 5:30 and 6:30, I think it will be relevant for us as members that time. If you can change the time of preference. Is it not Friday?
20th.
When is Friday?
It's on the 26th.
Becoming confused. Chairperson, you are honorable chairperson. Are you saying the department, both departments, basic and higher education, they are not available for the 26th this Friday, but they did not give us the alternative date?
They will rely on the wisdom of this committee, because whatever decision that we are going to take from this meeting, we'll communicate with them.
Are you fine?
Yeah.
Can I then continue?
Okay.
So if that is the case, then I would propose that, one, we look into the 30th. We look into the 30th, assuming that the other cluster, there is no pressing budget. Yeah, I'm assuming. Because on Tuesdays, it's the date for social. So I'm proposing that we utilize the CTS. If we continue with the social cluster on Tuesday, the CTS, normally it's 10, maybe up to 12. It remains. And then from 1 or 2, maybe from 2 to 4, we propose to education. I'm not sure because they're both, and they might be. But we propose to education, whether basic or higher education, that we are proposing for them to come and brief us on the 30th. Maybe from 2 to 4, that's 2 hours, or 2 to 5, and then you go to this one. It would be strenuous, but we'll have all of them briefing us. Thanks.
Chairperson, I was also very confused, but your first alluding to any processes at least put me on the track that at least we need here to have briefing from department on budget and strategic planning if we go through these processes. Now, on the issue of the briefing of the department on the 26th, I had members saying it must actually be combined, intertwined with the one on the 30th. I wanted to support that, but I'm getting skeptical because I have seen a parliamentary program. It seems there is something that I was just checking on it here. It's not here. So that as we decide about this date, we must at least consult with the broad parliamentary draft program so that we should not have a problem with clashing and sitting with a problem again.
Thank you, members. Let's start. I just want to make a proposal or maybe to give guidance to this meeting. From the input, I indicated that we initially proposed for education to come and do briefing on Friday, but because of them not being available, I will suggest that
we communicate with either sports and recreation or arts and culture to do briefing on Friday. Because we've got three departments that must appear before the committee. And if we can be able to deal with, because Friday will be heading the whole day, maybe by Friday we can deal with two departments and shift education to the 30th. Taking into consideration that according to the program, parliamentary program, on Tuesday we've got plenary at 2. That is why we propose that the briefing should be after hours. So my suggestion would be, let's communicate with arts and culture, sports and recreation, to come and do briefings on Friday. And then the 30th, that is Tuesday, we put it for education.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. Now, I think I do understand your proposal, and I want to support that proposal. If the two departments can agree on Friday, then we deal with them on Friday, and then on the same case, we deal with education. I think it reduces the pressure that we I want to support that proposal.
Honorable Chairperson and members, before the support, one will also want to verify whether aren't we having an agreement with them for the 30th, 5:30 and 30th, 6:30. If we do, we'll be displacing them if they had confirmed this date, the 30th and this time, rather than displacing the two departments at the expense of one, if they've confirmed. Because if we go back to them after they would confirm the 30th, we'll inconvenience them. But what we need to do is to look at the inconveniencing us in terms of time. Go back to education if these departments have not confirmed. But I'm afraid if they have confirmed and you go back to them to say no, come on Friday, they may not be available.
Thank you, Chairperson. My honourable member Mnube is correct. This is a catch 22 situation. When we try to address this one, we affect another one. And as I'm listening to the discussions by members here, it also affects the other committee, as members have just raised it, that if we make changes in this committee, that will affect the social development. For instance, on the 26th, we have also identified the 26th of June to have health and also the home affairs on that day. Then on the 30th, after hours, we'll be having social development. I thought that would be important as we are making those changes so that we take that into cognizance. Thanks.
Wow.
E ka tsoga ke kota ka mogore le gona. Re tshwanetse re ntshe mo mathateng a. I believe that around those dates, the 26th to the 30th, maybe I would suggest, because we are not sure about their confirmation from their side, if we make changes, what will they be saying? So what I would suggest is that maybe the two chairpersons, from social services and from education, make sure that they sit with these people telephonically or whatever and make these proposals that you've been making and see which one
suits them. Yeah. I think that will assist us, but that must be done as soon as yesterday. Thank you.
I wanted to check with the chairperson that if this date from the 26th up to the 30th, it's fast. We can't move beyond it. That's what I wanted to check. Because you know, if we're allowed to move beyond the 30th, I've got a proposal to make.
We can't, honorable member, because the policy debate is on the 1st. We don't have time. We don't have time. That is why we as members here, we just have any time that we get, we'll just have to compromise, sacrifice whatever that we are supposed to do. If it means if we make application to have a meeting on Monday, it means we should be here on Monday. We don't have time. Honorable Magat, I just need your assistance here as the chairperson of the committee. You know, I know here you are a member, but we can always, you know, check from you and get advice from you. That I know the procedures that if we are going to have a meeting after hours, we are supposed to make an application, of which is an administrative. I don't think it's an issue. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that, like, I was making the proposal that we should swap the departments. Then we'll look into the issue of social services and select committee on education. If the departments are available, then it means if we have to stretch, then I'm going to plead with the honorable member here that if it means that we have a special sitting on Monday for the president, because we'll do application. This is the procedure that we must submit, because Monday is a party day. So that we place an application to office. And maybe we'll get something positive from my office, considering that we don't have time. We don't have time, really.
Thank you, Chair. Since the Monday is a party day, I won't make a decision on my own. There's Dao, another house chair, and the chief whip. So I'll talk to them as soon as after we attend this meeting. But, you know, this Monday, can't we put another date, or else Sunday, but after hours? We can adjust ourselves to after hours, but I'm not certain about Monday. The chief whip is very strict about Mondays, more especially that members are preparing for the 18th of July, for this Mandela Day. They are on their constituencies on Monday. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I was going to plead to the members of these two committees, of social development and education and recreation, so that we can utilize the Friday, the whole day, and we must not book any plane on Friday. Our planes should be booked for Saturday, so that we can deal with this, and get rid of it. You know, see? I think if we can utilize Friday,
because this is the only day that is available. Even myself, I won't be available on Monday, the 29th. I've got commitments in the province on Monday, as early as 8:30 on Monday, up until 3 o'clock. So can't we do something on that Friday? Just the two chairpersons can look at that Friday and see which times can be utilized for this, and check with those departments or the Department of Education. Thanks, Chairperson.
Let me chip in here. I just want to check with Honorable Hassman. How many budget votes do we have? Because from education, and we've got three. How many budget votes do we have?
We have three. Home Affairs, Health, Social Development. Yes.
No, budget votes.
Budget votes.
So I'm just going to propose that, because Friday is free. Friday is free. Why don't we make use of Friday?
Yes.
Even if we can have briefing from three departments, and briefing from three departments on Tuesday afternoon. Yeah, I think it will assist us. It will really assist us. So do we agree that?
So, Chairperson, I want to agree with you, because it doesn't change anything from what we have right now, that kind of an arrangement or suggestion. I agree with it, Andrew.
No, no home goal, as we used to say. Honorable Chair. While I concur with the suggestions put forward, I would also urge your office to make the people from this department understand our predicament, in that they shouldn't be disappointing us. We really need to get the briefing before we get to the budget vote, because there is this tendency, we understand as new people here, that once they have briefed the National Assembly, they care very less about the NCOP. So please, we really would admire it if they can give us that briefing as we propose, and they must understand that we are under pressure. Thank you, Chair.
So we agree on that Friday, we agree on the
briefings from three departments, and then Tuesday it will be from another three departments, so that we get ready for the budget vote. So, agreed.
I think we are leaving it hanging. Three departments from both committees.
This is what
I think. That mixture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. I admire very much your draft program. But you must make corrections. Let's take it as principle until you make corrections.
Honorable member, this is the proposed. It's a proposed program of action for this committee to come here and adopt. If there are changes that they're supposed to make, they'll make, and it's only then after that we can adopt it. If there's any changes that we need to put to make here, I'm going to request the member just to indicate, because after this it will be a document which is adopted by this meeting, which after that we'll have to send it to your office. And this is the document that we'll be operating from. I'm going to ask you a are the last person on this matter that we are going to close it because we have taken a decision.
Yeah, I'm not sure when are we going to come back again and adopt the program, because remember we've made a commitment yesterday in that meeting of the House Chair that tomorrow we will be submitting our plans as committees. That means the recommendation that is made by Member Magadla that we need to say we adopt this draft program with the amendments that have been made to it. Because the amendments are just additions to the program only.
And corrections. Thank you, Chairperson. Maybe to assist the members that as a chairperson or as the management, when you go to a meeting, you don't come empty-handed. Like, for example, when you know that you're going to deal with a program of action, you come with a draft. You present it. It will be from the committee whether they accept it or not. Because at the end, because we're talking about consideration, what we have been doing here, we've been considering making our input changes and all that. And after that, we are going to adopt it with the amendments. You know, it's all the changes that we have. From this meeting, we'll have a document, a program which is adopted by this meeting. Thank you. Are you still on this issue, member? Because if it's on this issue, I'm not going to allow members to talk about on this because we have agreed, we have taken a decision on the matter. I think that we have to move to the next item. Honorable Masha, maybe I just want to check with you, please.
Yeah.
I just want to, can you allow me? I just want to check with you. That thing that you want to say, are you saying that if you cannot say, somebody is going to die? Please.
Okay. I didn't hear the formal adoption of the program. I wanted to move for the adoption of the program.
You are out of order, member. I call for the adoption of this. If any member wants to adopt.
Corporate Chairperson, we move for the adoption of the proposed program with amendments.
Any second?
Honorable Chair, I raise my hand to second the adoption of the program. Thank you.
Is there any dissenting view? Agreed.
The program is adopted with the amendment.
Members, can we move to the third item on our agenda? Impact on the State of the Nation address as outlined by the President and the Republic of the Republic on the Select Committee. I think this it will be just discussions, issues that we feel that they've been prioritized issues that we feel that we have to attend to them, you know. There isn't, they've been prioritized. Then. Members, Honorable Lomonde will be the second, the third. This is the best round. I'm going to take two rounds. This is the best round.
Okay. Thanks very much, Chairperson, to allow us the opportunity to do this, although I would be a little bit happy that I haven't done it properly. But there are a few issues that I would like to raise that revolves around education that I think the committee must select, and if possible, we can put it in our program in future. Where necessary, the department can come and make a presentation or a briefing or submit some information to the committee so that we are able to do the oversight that we are expected to do. First of all, under education, it talks of the key priority for the next 5 years, the teachers, learners, and parents to work with government to turn our schools into thriving centers of excellence. The question that comes up to mind to me is how is that going to happen? So that means some kind of a program or a plan by the department will have to be tabled before us so that we can scrutinize it and do the oversight properly and check whether it takes into consideration all the policies, the manifesto, and many other documents that we're supposed to be considering when we deal with these matters. The second issue is the non-negotiables that the president has alluded to. The non-negotiables is about the abuse of pupils at schools. Is also by teachers. And yes. Quality of learning, correct? Teachers should be in school, in class, yeah, on time for the teaching that's supposed to take place. That's one area. I don't have any specific terminology for that, but we need to consider that. That is very important, and we know this situation is very rife in our schools nowadays. And the last one, the third one, is to improve school management. We know there's been an outcry out there where teachers, they go to schools drunk, principals are not taking their work seriously, children are roaming around the school not knowing what to do, the others are drinking with teachers. So and it was clear that the training of the principals or HODs of the schools is not integrated. It's up to an individual to go and train him or herself so that he is able to run the school. So there's no proper integration in this system and proper training for the school management or HODs. So this also is one area that we need to focus on because we have problems in our schools in South Africa. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think most of the things have been said. Maybe to add is this one of early childhood development that we have to look into. No, let me stop there, but I think we have to make emphasis on that.
Chairperson, mine is quite different. You see, I know, at least I'm covered what you said, just for discussion purposes. But I do not think that it follow a correct sequence. Look, we are not doing oversight on the state of the nation address of the president. We are doing oversight on Department of Education itself. So what I would actually propose is that even if it, no, desisting to repeat what the president said in his State of the Nation address, we should at least wait to get briefing from department itself about its program, the strategic plan, and everything, so that as we move forward, because there are a lot of departments that must, there's a lot of things that we must do oversight on and talk on them, like the student financial aid schemes. So many things that we must speak on them and do a lot of oversight on them. So maybe if we could say, if I'm not saying we must not discuss the state of the nation address here for program purposes, but I'm saying it is important that we must go through this, what you said, adopted here, go through the process of listening to the department briefing and strategic plan and all of the people who should give us a briefing on this. And then from there, Chairperson, then we must begin to sit down as a committee then. How then do we move forward into making up a program, a solid program that will assist the program, this committee to run.
Honorable Chairperson, I don't see a problem in your approach taken from the previous honorable member what he's raising. I think the process is we are aware we're going to get strategic plans of the Department of Education. And as we're going to be getting the strategic plan, our role will be to see whether these issues that you are lifting up now, how far the budget and the plans of the department are taking them forward. So we are still on the right track. But what I want to add on the training of principals to see how far is the program, is the plan, the strategic plans, and how is it budgeted? Is the editorial development. The other thing that I want to add is the whole question of the further education and training and the higher education access and also their role on the skills development. It's there in the state of the nation. And lastly is the whole question of the illiteracy campaign, which is called the Harigude. And it's in KZN, you see it. In Gauteng, you don't see it. In other provinces, you don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So the edition, it's on the Harikude.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Honorable Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Honorable Chairperson, I'm happy with the response that was given by Honorable B in terms of the procedures and processes. I think we are on track. And yes, it is very important for us to remind ourselves, because here we are talking about the impact of the presidential speech, to remind ourselves of what the president said, so that is our bone of contention in dealing with the strategies that they'll be bringing. They mustn't find us empty-handed. We must also be expecting something, so that in case they leave something, I'll be saying, this is what the president said, then why don't you mention it, or why don't you strategize around it? Thank you, Comrade.
You have the last one.
Chairperson, the State of the Nation address on page 12, Of 16, it talks of the sport is a powerful nation-building tool. That is a very pregnant statement. And nowadays, we have, in a number of occasions, we have observed that the sport in our schools is deteriorating instead of improving. I was listening to one program in Sobowenene one day where people who are interested in sports were very much aggrieved to say that the sports is not taken seriously by the government. They are not giving any resource to the people who are interested in sports. They are not ensuring that schools have proper fields, resources, and everything else that is required to, because sports has to start from the beginning, like schooling. As children are growing up, they grow together with sports, so that we inspire them to have passion for sports and also to be healthy. And we need to request the department to tell us about their programs on sports to ensure that it is encouraged at school. Sports, they provide the necessary material, they provide the necessary resources, they ensure that there are also teachers who specialize to train children at school. Even if it's not a full-time teacher, but there must be somebody who's in charge for doing the sporting exercises at school. The last one is on culture. Culture, yes. Yes, the president's speech again emphasizes the popularization or the instilling of the patriotism on our children at school. For instance, we must build a common national identity and patriotism. We must develop attachment to our country. And he also talks of the teaching of children of the national symbols. Yes, national symbols. The our national anthem. Many other things around that particular matter. That we again at schools we have to ensure that all the children they know exactly. They don't only know when they become politicians that what does it mean, what does that symbol mean, what does the model of Africa mean, and all those kind of things. So those are some of the programs that we must take up as the committee to focus on.
Thanks, Comrade Chairperson. Also on art and culture, Chairperson, you know what Comrade Nomonde has just said about the symbols of the nation at schools, they are really not taken seriously. Even the teachers, if you can go to our schools, the teachers don't know the symbols themselves. How much more for the children? And also the art at school. There is no art in our schools. I've seen since the South African National Tutors Services have just introduced it last year with the early childhood development. But there are no teachers to teach art in our schools. So the government must also see to it that teachers are trained in art. Thank you.
Yeah, zooming to what my colleague said. Yeah. The one other issue, Chair, was bit worried about if I look at the program explained there at August, the legacy report. I know that there are some of the things that the president raised, which were there in working program in the previous. But I think if we could have, even if it's not a presentation, have a document on legacy report, so that at least we can be able to identify all those outstanding projects. I know for sure President talked that much about the proper resourcing strategy, and I know previously it was done. We must check how far are they in, you know, proper resourcing the schools that are rural based and farm schools as well. And I know there are a lot of things that President talked about that include, you know, in the previous system, merging of schools that have poor resources and so on and so on. Maybe Chair, if we can have a glimpse, a look into if this legacy report could have, for example, come even before the briefing, it could open our eyes as into what other projects are there, so that we tap into those outstanding issues and said, no, what went wrong here? What is the problem? So that as we put addition to what the state of the nation is saying, we are able to, you know, to connect from the legacy report and the state of the nation address and their strategic planning as well.
Thank you,
honorable members. Thank you for the input. But firstly, I just want to start, maybe to clarify Honorable Flaky about the State of the Nation Address. The State of the National Address, it gives us a framework as members of Parliament. This is the framework that we're going to work with. This is the framework that we are going to monitor the department with. If you interact with the department, you should be knowing what is that we expect from the department. And the other thing is that, as president being the head of the state, he gives us the framework as he already does. For us, it's just to develop a year plan and a 5-year review plan that will assist us. there are issues that when we talk about policies that we take from, for example, if we talk about Polokwane conference, there are policies, there are issues, recommendations that have been taken at that conference. It's for us here as members of the public representatives to see to that those decisions, are they being implemented on the ground? For example, the issue of school sports. Before 1994, we had school sports. We had sports in schools every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, we knew that it was a set aside for sports. That thing is no more happening in our schools. So we have taken the decision to take school sports back to the schools. That is why there's a resolution when you go to school sports on school sports that let school sports be back, be taken back to schools and be done with by teachers, not officials. Like it has been happening, we've been having USASA, all these federations and all that. I think this is the point where we should have to start that. How do you measure when we interact with the department, let me say for Friday, if you don't gauge what they are saying against the statement of the State of the National Address, against the previous annual report, because what you must see is that they presented a report last year. You must take it against the current one, the strategic, what are the issues that they said that we are going to do 1, 2, 3, and which they have not done. For example, if you go through the documents, you must have a sense that if the department says that for any childhood development, this is what we're going to do, they must be in a position to tell us how are they going to monitor that and make sure that we achieve that goal. And here we represent the provinces. We know the issues that are happening in provinces. The issue of schools that, you know, children are not attending schools, teachers who are not in classes. The department must be in a position to tell us how they are going to monitor that. Because from their briefing, we'll be having a monitoring tool from our side that this is what you said you are going to do. When we go down, when you go to the provinces, then we go to schools, for example, and check whether what they've said, what they've committed themselves to, as these things happen on the ground. And I just want to come to the issue of culture. Maybe from the point of the ANC, I must just say that when you talk about arts and culture, sometimes it's so disturbing. In the past apartheid days, we are used to recite this national anthem, this stem. Why don't you do the same with our national anthem? It's so embarrassing. You go to activities these days. Our people can't even sing the national anthem. What are we doing? What are the departments doing to ensure that people know this national anthem, they know how to sing it, and they give it the respect that they deserve? You know, it's high time that, you know, some issues we are not going to sit here and compromise. Last time, there was a public hearing in Fendestop. Just in the middle of the public hearing, there came whites riding on horses, flying their old South African flag. Is it what we want to see happening? I don't think this is what we want to see happening. We are here as public representatives. We are going to ensure that correct things, correct measures are taken. And it's our responsibility to see to that our members understand that this is a new South Africa, and we are going to make things as we are supposed to be doing. You still find a situation where you go to the police stations, where when you get there, and it's our responsibility, by the way, as public members, where when you get there in the police station, you find a flag, an old flag. It's a sign of disrespect for this country. And
we are here, I'm thinking we are here as public representatives. It's our responsibility to see to that. We make sure that we respect our country, we respect our national symbols, we make sure that our children knows what is good, what is new South Africa. And I'm going to plead with members that as public representatives, we've got responsibility. There are still challenges out there. If you go out there, you go to schools, you go to farm areas where we still have children who doesn't go to school. But the departments are there. They've got budgets. We must see to that and make sure that we make sure that those schools are also accommodated. We stop this thing of discrimination because they are from farm areas or they are from rural areas. With those three words, I think I just want to, because we are, we have come to the end of our program. Is it for discussion?
No. Thanks, Honorable Chair. It is good that you have given us an opportunity to reflect on the state of the nation address by our president. And then so that when department appear before us, we know what issues are bearing to us. But I just want to check two things. Because we are in another environment, not the environment we were before. And we don't know what will be contained in the, strategic plan of the department and operational plan. Because what is important, the most important and effective tool to monitor departments is their operational plan, which in another term we can say annual performance plan, which must also be budget attached, and it must also, give time frames to say in this quarter we are going to do 1, 2, 3. That will make us very effective in monitoring the department. And another point is the appearance of the department on Friday and Tuesday. We don't have documents because I think it would be proper and appropriate to have documents before the department can give us a briefing so that we go through those documents and be able to raise these points that we have been raising now. If they are not within their documents. So I don't know whether it is not proper that we receive those documents before Friday and before Tuesday. In fact, we were supposed to be finished with those departments probably last week, so that we have sufficient time to go through those documents. Thanks, Chairperson.
Honorable Masham, you are correct. And I think we're going to like that to check, because procedurally this must happen. This is what must happen. If you are going for a committee meeting, the documents must be available at least 7 days before. But I must be honest, there's this tendency from the officials, and that I'm going to request members that make use of any information that you get. That you will find a situation where, because like now, if they're coming to do this briefing, we must have the annual report, the stress plan for the department, and we must also consider the auditor's general report. Because you find that there are issues that there were findings from the auditor's report that
they will every time appear, every year appear and appear. Nothing that has been done to those things. Those are the issues that when we interact with the department, we must be ready. And also the other thing that I'm going to plead with members is that I'm going to request from the research unit to avail the research documents so that we can read, prepare ourselves. Like I'm saying, I'm speaking from the previous experience where you find, when you take an annual report of the last term and compared to the current one, you'll just see that sometimes they've just changed the picture. That, you know, the reports are so glossy, you know, that sometimes you just forget even to read. They put on these nice pictures and all that, just to make a loose focus. And you find that there's a lot of cut and pasting. You know, I'm going to request members that, please, any document that you get, go through it, read it, compare it with the previous documents. This is the only way. Because I must say that there's this tendency, I think perceptions, that members of parliament are so busy that they don't even have time to read. And I think from this committee we're going to prove that we have time to read. We are here to represent our people. Chairperson, Honorable Mashamit, I think, why don't we take that bilateral offside? Because I'm taking this that Langa is here. He must make sure when he communicates with the department, he makes sure that we get our documents early. And whatever document that we got, it should be available in the prison rules this afternoon and tomorrow. Thanks. And on that note, I'm not going to allow you to talk. The meeting is adjourned.
What time is it?
Take a break and relax.
What time is it? 1 o'clock.
What time is it?